Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Wednesday, March 17th. A state Senate committee held a first hearing yesterday on legislation to expand Michigan's open records law to cover the legislature and the governor's office. Republican Senator Ed McBroom said Michigan ranks at the bottom of the country in laws that ensure people have access to public records.
As long as we continue to deny them that access, and as long as Michigan in particular is an outlier, we're only going to continue to allow suspicion to rule and mistrust to grow.
The Senate Oversight Committee is supposed to vote on the bills next week, but similar efforts have stalled in past sessions of the legislature. A state task force looking into energy access and security in the Upper Peninsula is getting ready to send its recommendations to the governor. We have more from Brett Dahlberg.
The UP Energy Task Force held its 20th and final meeting Tuesday. The group is submitting a series of recommendations to Governor Gretchen Whitmer that they say will help make energy more affordable and reliable. One of the last revisions to the recommendations came from a Marquette City Commissioner who said most of the public comments on the draft report focused on the cost of getting heat from propane and electricity from the Upper Peninsula Power Company. Liesl Clark, the task force's chair, agreed.
The comments tended to focus on the cost issue and the issue of UPCO. We could summarize that. That would be a way of making sure it's right there at the front of the report.
I think that's a really good point.
The task force is also asking the state to encourage all UP electricity providers to jointly forecast supply and demand across the entire peninsula. The task force report is due to the governor at the end of the month. Brett Dahlberg, WCMU News.
Infectious disease experts in northern Michigan say they are worried that there might never be enough people vaccinated in the region to stop the novel coronavirus from spreading. Dr. Mark Cannon is a disease specialist at Munson Healthcare. He says vaccines stop transmission chains, but only if a high enough percentage of people get them.
Because it is so infectious, we do need a very high level of immunity before we can stop its transmission. If virus has infected one person but has nowhere else to jump to because there's too many immune people around, that's how it goes away.
Cannon and other doctors say with 70 million Americans getting at least one shot of the coronavirus vaccine, the evidence is clear that the vaccines are safe. Cannon says without a high vaccination rate, COVID-19 will continue to circulate and put more people in danger. The State Labor Department has formed a new work group to advise the governor on best standards and practices for a phased-in return to in-person work in offices. The group of business, labor, and public health leaders will meet starting tomorrow. Current restrictions say workers who can feasibly work from home must do so. Sean Egan is the COVID-19 safety director for the State Labor Department.
Remote work, as it relates to office work in particular, was probably the greatest mitigation tool that we have. When we start bringing people back together, that's when we have challenges cutting the chain of transmission.
Egan says the restrictions will likely be extended for 6 months after their mid-April expiration, but he says they could be modified at any time as vaccination and case rates change. A Central Michigan University professor is researching how to better predict hail. Aurora Ray reports being able to do so could save individuals and communities millions of dollars.
Little research has been done on hail since the 1990s. Meteorologist and climate scientist John Allen is trying to change that. Along with a team of students, his research examines how and why big hail is produced. Allen says this can better help people prepare for storms.
If you want to sort of give people a heads up, hey, we're expecting to get hail exceeding 3 inches, which is not an uncommon thing in the United States, we don't really have a good idea of the days when that happens. That has implications for things like mitigation. If you're expecting 3-inch hail, you can actually think about things like, well, okay, I'm going to put my car in the garage.
Allen says hail is the most expensive natural hazard associated with severe storms. Small hail can damage crops. Large hailstones can damage cars and buildings. I'm Aurora Ray, WCMU News.
A West Michigan man has been charged with making terrorist death threats against President Joe Biden and other government leaders. We have more from Patrick Center.
Joshua Doctor has been charged with one count of terrorism and one count of using a computer to commit a crime. Each count is a 20-year felony offense. The 21-year-old Holland, Michigan man made death threats in January using a social media platform against President Joe Biden, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. In a news release from Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel's office, it describes the online threats this way. Quote, Doctor stated he would use a gun to shoot and kill the elected officials and would be the catalyst for a new American revolution, end quote. Bomb-making information was discovered on Doctor's cell phone. The Federal Bureau of Investigation received tips Doctor was allegedly making threats on the social media site iFunny. Tuesday, Doctor was arraigned in Ottawa County 58th District Court. I'm Patrick Center.
A COVID-19 outbreak has been tied to several sports teams at Grand Ledge Public Schools, that is outside of Lansing. As Corral Vega reports, local health officials believe those infected have one of the more contagious strains of the virus.
Since last Friday, Grand Ledge Public Schools have reported 47 likely cases of the B.1.1.7 strain of the coronavirus. Most of them are tied to several high school and middle school students and coaches. That's according to a message from the school district and the Barrie-Eaton District Health Department. Eaton County confirmed its first case of the B.1.1.7 variant last month. The health department used genetic sequencing on two coronavirus tests to determine the cluster is likely tied to the variant first identified in Great Britain. The school district is holding a free pop-up testing event for community members Tuesday and Wednesday in Grand Ledge. I'm Karel Vega.
It'll be partly to mostly cloudy statewide today. There is a slight chance of rain and snow showers, especially this afternoon. Highs for the Lower Peninsula from 42 to 47. The UP near 37 today, 3 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.